This is the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. Acta non verba.
There we go. Finally, we made it.
Yeah.
No computer errors, no getting stuck in Chicago on a rainy day.
Computers are booting up just fine.
Yeah.
And whether they stay booted up is another story.
Very true. What are you drinking, Jimmy?
A take on a gin martini, which is it's called the Martinez.
Martinez?
So it's 2 ounces of gin, 1/2 ounce of sweet vermouth instead of dry, and citrus bitters, like orange bitters, and a maraschino liqueur, like a cherry. So it's on the sweeter side.
Sounds
but not
good.
Overly sweet.
But not overly sweet, yeah. It's
Doesn't sound bad.
No, sounds like it needs an umbrella.
Actually, no, not this one. This
one's not sweet enough for an umbrella.
It's not sweet. Yeah, it's not sweet enough from an umbrella.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, speaking of drinks, last night we went to this place called Ricochet. It's like a huge, they got like pool, ping pong, all that shit. Most of it's free except the pool, but the bartender, he's like, "What do you want?" I'm like, like a Jack Daniels highball. And he just looked at me. I'm like, I'm just glad that whenever I first learned about this, I'm not the only one that had no idea what this is. It's just club soda.
Yeah.
Is that like ordering a Shirley Temple?
No, it's club soda with Jack Daniels.
Oh. And that's it.
Yeah, it's...
So it has alcohol to it.
So yeah. Any highball is just club soda and whatever alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Sure.
I just was like, one of those times you're like, I actually stumped the bartender with a very simple drink. I kind of knew that he wasn't used to like making any kind of, you know, drinks that aren't just, yeah, just give me a Diet and Coke.
Yeah, Captain Coke.
Yeah, Captain Coke. Dieting Captain. That's what I was thinking.
Amaretto Sour, whatever. It's like, yeah. I could see a gin and tonic. That's easy. Like,
yeah. I don't even try to order Blind Russians anymore when I go out.
Disappointed way too many times.
Yeah, it's like trying to tell someone how to make a drink. And it's like... If I have to tell you, it's
yeah. Not if I have to explain good. It, yeah, yeah.
Not to the bartender. It's like, yeah.
It's every like once explaining in a while, joke after you tell it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
every
not funny.
Once in a while, you'll get that bartender where it's like you can tell he's doing good. See him making drinks, and you'll throw it at him just to see and be like, "No, but I want to know." Okay, that's the guy I'll tell. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. They'll be like, yeah, or gal. It's like, no, but that sounds good. What are you doing? Yeah. Make a White Russian? Okay. Take the milk out. Add Bailey's. That's it? Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that does sound good.
Sounds a lot better.
It is. And then they always go, well, what makes it a blind? 3 alcohols.
It'll do it. Like, yeah. It's, but yeah, this is good. I like it. I've never had it before. Sweet. But I have the liqueur because I bought it for something else. Like there's another drink that you can make with it. And I really like that. That one's complicated. There's a bunch of different things in it, but it's super good, but simple. It's been a long week today. So I thought I'd make me a more stiff drink.
Jimmy, do you have an app that you can put like what alcohol you have on the shelf into it and it gives you a list of ideas to make?
I do not, but I should probably see if there's one of those or make one.
That would be amazing.
You know, if that's a business idea if it doesn't exist yet.
You got to cut that out.
Yeah, we need to edit that part out.
We just got someone $1 million. You know, how sick would it be? Like, type in, I have a half a bottle of this and a quarter bottle of that, and da 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 da. What are some drinks that I can make? Hit a button, it just spits out a whole bunch of
a list of recipes, and then you could drill into it.
Yeah. How would you even Google that to ask? Recipe finder.
I don't know, with some of the AI shit these days.
Chat GPT or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Open AI.
That would be.
But yeah, that's a. So we'll just have to add that to our list of shit. Protein ice cream.
Oh.
What was it? Casey's pizza protein powder.
That'd be interesting. And have a breakfast pizza one, and then have, you know, a couple other.
Too bad.
Reheated Casey's pizza.
There's a cold Casey's pizza one too.
Or a cold Casey's pizza, that's like casein protein or whatever, that's that longer or takes longer to digest, like a nighttime. God, we're full of these brilliant ideas.
And the breakfast burritos should have that flavor also.
There you go. I mean, if they could do that shit for beer and Bang and all this other stuff, should be able to put that together.
Here, I don't know if here's you guys have one.
Notice this. They're starting to like push out Bang out of Casey's.
Oh, big time.
I've noticed that. There's like only four of them. And if there's four of them, there's only two of them stocked.
Yeah.
Hey, interesting.
Casey's on energy drinks is odd to begin with. And speaking of Casey's, as I was checking out today, they had a buy one, get one free little thing of all this stuff they're getting rid of. And I'm like, oh, well, that ain't a bad deal. So I actually tried one of the Casey coffee. What was it? Caramel, I think. It wasn't too bad. Overpriced, but not too bad. I mean,
sounds about right. If you had
a choice between a Black Rifle and a Casey's, I'd probably buy the Black Rifle. But since it was buy one, get one free, I'm like, I'm going to try this. And I just picked up a Monster, which I haven't had Monster in years. It just said assault or something, whatever, on it. About midway through the day, cracked it open, took a drink of this, and I'm like, am I drinking Pepsi or cola or something? And I was trying to picture what it reminded me of, RC Cola. And later on, I'm stopped at a light and I'm reading the can and it's like telling you how good this drink. And they're like, we came up with this flavor of blend and da 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 da, the most original blast in your mouth. And I'm like, no, oh, it tastes like RC Cola. You guys didn't make anything new. It's RC.
Well, shit. Maybe it's like a couple millennials that came up with it that never had RC Cola. So they're like, this would be so cool if we mix all this shit together.
I was like, the only thing they didn't give me was a syrupy taste because that was missing. But man, I was like, yeah, this is just RC Cola. Hell, I haven't had a dark pop in for so long, besides maybe an occasional root beer. I really don't remember how most of them taste anymore. So, yeah.
RC Cola, a blast from the past, whenever you could get a pop for what, 75 cents? And it was actually a 16 ounce.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking cans. I was thinking bottles.
No. Yeah, 16 ounce.
Were bottles 16 ounces?
Are they 16 or 20? I think they're 20.
I thought
the cans are 12. Yeah, you're right.
Is it? I think it was.
Maybe they
I'd
were
have to
smaller.
Look it up. I don't know. That brain cell's been fried.
What was the other one that looked like Mountain Dew for them? Was it like big red?
Mellow yellow?
Mellow yellow.
Was it mellow yellow?
Yeah.
And then there was something else.
It was big red, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It tastes like cream soda.
Oh, that was big red, but Mountain Dew was mellow yellow.
Yeah.
And then there was Surge. Who's
before energy drinks were energy drinks, it was Surge.
Yeah, there was so much. Now you got me wondering.
If you hear drumming in the background, my little shout out to my youngest. So at school, they're having a contest, all the band kids practicing, and they split it up. I mean, there's maybe 30 kids or whatever, but they split it up by the alphabet. So first half of the alphabet is one team. The second half of the alphabet is another team. And total practice minutes, it's like 530 something to 300 and something. And shout out to my youngest, because on her team, she accounts of the 530 some odd points, she accounts for at least 400 of those. Like, she's like, yeah, and I have 400 whatever point or minutes of practicing, and it's like, of course you do. Like, good for you. That's as it should be. So if you hear that in the background, she's trying to get ahead for the.
She's going at it.
Yeah. Well, and she'll be one of. So they have a book, and percussion has two parts to it. So one is snare drum and the other is mallet. And apparently there has been only two other people who've made it through the entire book. And there's a lot of stuff, but there's two other people that have made it through the entire book. And she's going to be the third. And so part of that now is, like, she's so close. Part of her practicing is to get through it, is because she wants to
be the third person.
Be the third person. So she's like, you gamify something, and she's in. Sure. And she'll do it herself. She'll come up with a game to get herself to do the thing. And I don't know where that comes from, and I don't care, because
it works.
Gets shit done. So, and she, most of the time, she's doing it herself. I think I can X. Okay. And sometimes she hits whatever number.
So do you ever drum with her with the training books?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bring back some memories, because it probably hasn't changed much in the last
years.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of the same, just basic stuff. But it's funny, you know. I could just rip through it like nothing, and then she's something. She's like, but, and it's like, oh well, it's not. Oh, don't worry about it. Like, you know, you'll get there. It's fine. It's fine. It's tough.
You ever
if you're
play
not used to
play Pete repeat? Like, you hit something, and then she does the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then if she does it back and you do that one?
Yeah, and then what usually ends up happening is she just ends up tripping herself up. So she'll try doing something, and some of it is she just, the dexterity isn't there yet. So she'll do something at her. Like, her, you know, hands will just crap out. And so it's like, oh, that's easy. I could go, da, da, da. She's like, Dad, that's not what I was trying to do. Or I'll start laughing just because it's cute what she's trying, like she's trying to do something that she doesn't even know what she's doing, which is cool. But she thinks I'm laughing at her, and I am. But then she gets pissed off. It's like, don't laugh at me. It's like, sorry, I can't help it.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
I'm laughing in your general vicinity. So, anyway.
Oh. Well, I think we're going to work on CJ's list tonight.
Fair.
Because I'm curious, what is 99 Woodstock?
1999 Woodstock.
Why are we talking about Woodstock?
Have you heard about it? Do you remember it? That'd be a better question. You don't remember hearing about it at all. Jimmy, did you?
Yeah. Like they were going to try and recapture.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the anniversary. Like what anniversary was it?
Was it 20 years?
30. Wasn't the first one in like 1969 or something?
Yeah. So 30 years.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. But I know. Well, so I watched a documentary on it. And pretty much, well, they were trying to do, you know, Woodstock was like the peace and love and all that. And like it was just there for the music. And 1999, well, music was a little bit different. So you had like Korn, Limp Bizkit, and people like that were the ones headlining this. So it was like a rock concert for the degenerates of the 90s. And so they had it at like an ex-military base. So first of all, you're doing a Woodstock at an old military base. So it's like total opposite at the get-go. And the prices for like water bottles there were like, in 1999, ridiculous. It was $4 for a water bottle, like a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So before inflation, it's ridiculous now. But back then, it's like five times as ridiculous. So yeah, it was blazing hot. It was a 3-day festival. Pretty much the whole thing ended up, there was like practically a riot the last night because they were trying to light candles for like, you know, to bring peace or whatever. It was just like one of those showing things. And the people in the crowd started burning everything. They burnt trailers. They burnt like the stages and everything. Like there was huge explosions because some of those trailers have the propane tanks. And on the documentary, it was just showing them go like making little mushroom clouds out there.
Nice.
It was absolutely insane.
But I mean, I guess I think of the original Woodstock as they just made a big deal about it. You can compare it to any other music festival. I personally don't see anything new or, you know, it was a big music festival. In the Vietnam era. That was it. It just, so.
Well, and there's probably more myth and legend wrapped around. I mean, granted, you had the recordings of Santana and Jimi Hendrix doing those, like the Star Spangled Banner and Santana doing this huge set. And, you know, the musicians, you know, musicians are musicians. I mean, obviously they're different eras, so it's hard to compare who's what. And would you really put up a Limp Bizkit or some of those against a Santana or a Hendrix even? Like,
well, it maybe depends not, on but what you like, you know, what true, type of true. Music you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. But I think nostalgia, that's what I think, you know, looking back now, there's so much nostalgia going back to that original Woodstock that, you know, they were trying to, I don't know if they were trying to recapture it. I can't remember exactly why they put that together.
Guys was the same guy that originally started the first Woodstock. So he was like working with them.
But the first one was almost like a fluke in a way. Like people just started showing up, even didn't even buy tickets. They just started showing up and And I think some of that more organic, because of that organic growth, there is something more real and authentic to the whole thing versus in 99 trying to manufacture that, I guess.
I think when I think of remanufacturing the, what was it, Queen movie or whatever, I was watching one of the deals where what was one of their big concerts? They were raising money or something. It's the big concert deal. But they were showing the actor and everything that they did and put it together, like screen, playing the piano, moving them around the stage, mic. They had him for the original concert. That's a recreation.
Yeah.
Same songs, same people, basically, you know, actors, you know, in the movie, but they set it up. I mean, if they're going to try and redo a Woodstock, you got to have the same theme music and everything else, or it's not a recreation, you know. Even if they're cover bands playing everything that they played back then, that's a recreation. Them doing the 99 Woodstock's just a music festival. You know, it's, you're not going to recapture that without bringing the rest of the nostalgia along with it.
Yeah. Well, they were trying to, you know, they don't want just old people there. They want the young crowd, you know, the people that are just going to come out and party, which in 99, oh God, did they fucking party?
Yeah.
Insane Clown Posse.
They were there.
George Clinton, James Brown, Jamiroquai, Live, Sheryl Crow, DMX, The Offspring, Korn, Blush. There's a bunch of people I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm just reading off people I know. Moby, Bruce Hornsby, wow, Everclear, Ice Cube, Los Lobos, Chemical Brothers, Tragically Hip, Kid Rock, Wyclef Jean,
yeah,
Counting Crows, DMB, Alanis Morissette. That was Music Dave Festival. Matthews Band, for those that don't know. Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, Metallica. Wow.
This sounds like a heavy metal with a little bit of other stuff thrown in there.
Yeah, Unsmack, Collect His Soul, Megadeth, Willie Nelson, okay, Brian Setzer Orchestra, Everlast, Elvis Costello, Jewel, Creed, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's when Flea did his infamous naked appearance on
just
stage.
Yeah, just covered with his bass.
Yep.
Let's see. Tearing down wall, plywall, several sexual assaults. People were getting hurt. Don't let anybody get hurt, but I don't think you should mellow out. Wow.
Oh, they also realized that the drinking water was contaminated with feces. So the whole time that they were drinking water, it was shit water.
Oh, no.
They, like, broke, like, the pipes and shit. So, like, because you couldn't, the lines were so long, like, you couldn't get water even. So they just ended up breaking the line. So it was just squirting everywhere the whole time.
So it was
an audio tower caught fire because they handed out candles. What is it? A group of peace promoters led by the anti-gun violence organization PACS had distributed candles to those stopping at their booth during the day, intending them for a candlelight vigil to be held during the Chili Peppers performance of the song Under the Bridge. During the band set, the crowd began to light the candles, some also using candles and lighters to start bonfires. The hundreds of empty plastic water bottles that littered the lawn area were used as fuel for the fire. After the Chili Peppers were finished with their main set, the audience was informed about a, quote, bit of a problem, unquote. An audio tower caught fire, and the fire department was called to extinguish it. Anthony Kiedis remarked how amazing the fires looked from the stage, comparing them to the 1979 film Apocalypse Now. Oh my god. Stay classy, Woodstock. Stay classy.
Yeah, watching that was absolutely insane. I can only imagine being there. Yeah, because they had to bring in riot control after the last day, because they were like blowing everything up and they were starting to get into the city.
Yeah, that's what it says. After a time, a large force of New York State troopers, local police, and various other law enforcement arrived. God. Man, that's crazy. But, even back then, there was a lot of this, right? We see that all the time where they're trying to recreate. It's easier just to do the thing that we did than to do something new or original. And right, I remember like Lollapalooza was a big thing, that big concert that would float around the country. So how much of that was them trying to milk?
Oh, now it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not talking about the lineups, I'm talking about the prices to get in, because it's like a status symbol if you can go to Lollapalooza.
Of course, like Coachella or whatever. Mm-hmm. Both of those. Coming a thing.
There's just a lot of people that go there that don't, they don't really care about it. Which is weird to say, but like, if you care about it, like, it's going to be a good time, but there's people that don't care and they just want to ruin it, kind of thing.
Talking about concerts and stuff, they used to have a name or whatever, but the groups that followed the Grateful Dead around, and all their little Volkswagen Bugs and stuff. I forget. I was out visiting my uncle out in Ohio right before, and at the time they lived right near the border between there and PA. And they would do it somewhat monthly. They'd take the scout troop up, they had a trailer, and they'd do coffee and donuts for people traveling along 80. Well, one night, Grateful Dead played someplace in Pennsylvania, and then they were going over to, I think it was Columbus or Cincinnati or something. So they were all coming through there, all stopping at that rest area, all getting coffee and donuts. And it was hilarious because they all had the munchies, so donuts was perfect. Whoever was driving wanted the coffee. But it was probably, and I was like 14 maybe at the time, 13, 14. And seeing all these guys walk out and they'd pay and they'd be like, how much? And it'd be like, oh, it's donation, da 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 da. And they would pull rolls of cash out of their pocket and just start like throwing dollars in. Oh, I like the boy. They're all high flying as a kite, getting all their munchies. I forget how many runs we had to do to get more donuts because we kept running out. But it was like constant flow all night long. It's like the concert you want to go to is the one where they're going to.
Yeah,
they're absolutely having fun.
Yeah. I was never a huge Deadhead, but
no,
they're all right.
They have their own crowd for a reason.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But it was like the most money the scouts ever made for doing coffee and donuts. It was insane. It was stupid.
But, hey, whatever. Yeah, concert was performed. So they were in Rome, New York, instead of Woodstock, and they performed at, is it Griffiths Air Force Base? 150 bucks at the time, plus service charges for a ticket.
In 99.
Was conceived and executed as a commercial venture with dozens of corporate sponsors, and included the presidents of vendor malls and modern conveniences such as ATMs and email stations. That's crazy. Whatever. Anyway. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I remember it. I kind of forgotten about it. But not that it was that memorable.
I was probably working too hard at the time to pay attention to anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw a news clipping or something because I still had a television at that time. But beyond that, I can't. It's hard to remember what I was doing in 99. Working. I was doing a lot of work.
I don't really remember 99 too much, so it was a blur to me.
It's crazy. Yeah, I just, oddly enough, I just started working for the company
that you're currently with?
Currently work for in 99.
Wait, I would have to think. 92, 93. I might have been driving truck at the time. Sounds about right.
The original. Tired of the right for. Like, the original website for it is still archived and out there. Jeez,
nice.
Anyway. All right.
All right. Next one off of CJ's list. The Barbarian Rhetoric Olympics. We're going to have Olympics now.
Yeah, if we could have our own Olympics, what would the events be?
Oh, whiskey drinking.
How do you win? Everybody wins. That's the greatest part.
That's probably the one where everybody gets a participation medal.
No, that's more of a last man standing type thing.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that's
last man standing, and it has to be the last event. That way everybody can go full force with it.
Would this be something like you're doing a shot for shot kind of thing?
It would have to be
like Indiana Jones. Like one-on-one.
No, I'm thinking more along the lines of like each contestant makes a drink. But then everyone else has to have that drink. So say there's five people, you're going to end up having five drinks. So one, and you know, you kind of have to go by which one tastes good. And then it's more of a last man standing because you have to drink it all. It's not like spit it out into a bucket or whatever, like the wine drinkers. You're drinking the whole thing, good, bad, or otherwise. And of course, you'd have to stand them on a barrel or something, or one of them little teeter totter deals, you know, the little balance, or just a balance beam. You got everybody up on a 4x4 sitting there drinking, making drinks.
Some folks may be out sober. At least off the balance beam. If that's part of the requirement.
You'd have to have something like that. I mean, it is the Olympics. You know where my mind goes? I'm thinking like the Nerds movie where they had their end of the year Olympics and they had like their little tricycle race type thing drinking. Yeah. Same kind of concept. You're going to have a one-to-one drink. I mean,
it's fair.
I guess you could do teams. That way, the sober guys
can have some Olympics. Team sports.
That way, they can individual have a designated drinker.
Because that's in the Olympics. So
yeah, team sports.
So, did you have any in mind, CJ, when you came up with this?
There was just an idea I had on the run.
I think javelin has to be in there someplace again.
Long distance axe throw.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Like javelin, but axes.
Yeah.
I mean, why not both?
You go into the There you go. Yeah. Your scores are totaled.
Yeah.
See, multi-weapon.
Yeah, you pretty much got spears and throwing axes.
Well, you have javelins, throwing axes, and we got to add something else in there, like I don't want to. It's got to be something big. Can't say like daggers or something. I mean, hammers aren't sharp and pointy. What's another big pointy object?
A shovel.
Yeah. You could have a shovel
thrower. Oh, how about a small combat shovel? Because some of those things are.
Yeah.
There we go. So that would be your throwing event. You got three different implements. And you could have for like distance into a target. Or even
accuracy. Can you hit a target? Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good. So you don't want to do everything like, you know, I'm thinking Scottish Highland games, but you don't want to have all the normal stuff. Yeah. You got to come up with in here's one. In the Highland games, they have the pitchfork contest where you got to stick a bale and you got to throw it up over a pole. In ours, we'll have a pitchfork, but it's a fake body you got to throw over. It's like a
crash test dummy.
Got to save the kid. Yeah. But some of them CPR, those half,
oh, yeah,
half,
yeah, yeah.
half bodies for CPR, mm-hmm. That would be the perfect size.
And would we have a winter and summer?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm still thinking summer here. We're not even getting to winter yet.
There's gotta be something about chopping.
If we do a winter one, even though this is it may not be barbaric, but is it skeleton? Where you hop on the sled, it's like a bobsled run, but it's a sled, but your head first.
Oh,
or is
so
it...
we are talking winter ones now?
No, we can still talk about summer. I'm just throwing that one out for winter.
Okay, I got some for winter too. So, but yeah, for our summer Olympics, okay. I've seen some videos. They think it's a new object, tree splitting swords, which I used in reenacting and when I learned about them, but they've been around forever. They're not nothing new. In fact, I even remember going to some historical sites and seeing different styles, splitting swords there. So it's old technology that young kids are trying to bring up and say that's new. But there's our tree chopping contest, CJ. You have to bring a big ass sword, not an axe, a sword, and cut said pole in half. Of course, we would know live trees would be damaged during our games.
So what's special about a wood splitting sword?
What?
It's not an axe.
It's not an axe. No, you think telephone pole that, and you have to cut it down with a sword. You have to cut.
Yeah, but I mean, is okay. Let me ask. So I get that it's different than an axe, but what makes it different than, is it just like any other sword?
Have you ever taken a sword and hit a tree, Jimmy?
No,
break your hand.
It hurts. Something horrible.
The vibration. Okay,
have you ever taken like a pole or a baseball bat and hit like the corner of a wall
pole?
Okay, and you know that vibration that feels that comes up there? Yeah. Now you're trying to chop a tree where you're actually cutting into an actual like telephone pole. That vibration hurts. Axes are made to do that and are weighted. Where a sword, all that weight, depending on what kind of sword you have, because I have ideas to skirt the rules here. But
of course,
all we'll put in there, it has to be a sword. Bring your own. Someone walk up there with a claymore to cut a telephone pole in half. That would be awesome. But yeah,
So it's like 4 foot in length? Or What's can that? It be
any sword? We just put in our thing for contestants. But the wood splitting sword, it got me thinking about this with his cutting the tree down. You just have to bring a sword. You get it, and basically we get telephone poles because, again, we would not harm any living tree intentionally.
Well, I wasn't sure. Too. You know, there's a broadsword, there's a this sword, a that sword. So I wasn't sure if there was a specific wood.
No.
Yeah. That's where I was going.
Okay,
that's
why no. I was getting hung We're up. Not going to have a specific. We just put in their sword. Because
because if you had like a katana or something like that, you could be.
You could have the guy that wants to bring the katana, and another one bring a claymore, another one bring a saber, and that would be hilarious watching them try to cut through a freaking.
I have a feeling
a fencing sword where you're just poking at it. Tink, 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 tink,
are we
tink,
getting tink, through it or cutting it down?
I think we need some kind of battering ram contest also.
Instead of tug of war, have one team have a battering ram and another team bracing the door.
And then if they break through or in a certain amount of time, then they switch.
Yep.
Ooh. For some reason, in my mind, when you said battering ram, I'm like, there's two teams and they both have battering rams. Ooh, whoever goes back too? Further and loses.
That too.
The door is stupid.
To help with that, for sound effects, each person has to bring an assistant that's working on the ram. To clap their coconuts.
Like Monty Python.
Yes.
And the Holy Grail.
For the ram butting contest.
Where the knights that say, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. I think we have, those are some good events for summer. There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Winter events. At some point. There's going to be a race where you have to get naked.
In the snow?
Yeah. In the snow. I think obstacle course, naked in the snow. Like everything made out of snow.
That you have to crawl through, crawl under, jump over.
Could you imagine being behind somebody and they're butt-ass naked in the snow? You're seeing right down their cornhole. I'm about out of this competition. Skin
marks.
Yeah. They're doing the dog scoot along.
And have one of them be a slide.
Oh like, my God.
If one person, of the obstacles.
One person ruins it, everybody's screwed. Slide.
Oh my God.
Just like elementary all over again. Who's shit in the slide?
Oh, well. As long as there's not a drinking contest before it. We should be able to get down the slide without anyone shitting themselves.
Now you got to keep warm somehow.
Yep. Eat that lemon snow over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to have the skeleton sled.
Yeah, whatever race. That is. Yeah. Yep. Just because I think that's
head
like
first.
Yeah, bobsled head first.
But how would that set up? Because if they're head first, where's the next guy put his head? Because you got to have four
it's people. It's like the human centipede.
Oh. I have a feeling these winter games are not going to be.
People are not going to want to sign up for this.
Oh, there'd be people signing up for it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. I'm liking the winter games a little more, huh?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, when you add ice and cold in there, I mean, you'd have to do a polar dip of some sort. Like, hold my beer type thing.
Yeah. Doing it for time or something.
Oh, there it is. Either alcoholic or non-alcoholic. So we'll take care of both.
So you got tested and non-drug tested.
No, no. But... no, I'm saying for drinking. They no, have.
Yeah.
No, you have a big mug, however large we want to size. You have to go down to your shoulders or something in a pool of water, ice bath type thing, and you can't come out until you drink entire. Yeah.
Drink it all. Okay. Like a huge stein or the boot, big boot.
The big boot.
And there's got to be some kind of rule, like if you drop some of it in the water, you're out.
Oh, definitely. And if teeth are chattering and it runs out the side of your mouth. I mean, we'd have to have judges for that and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're here for. We're throwing the Olympics.
So we would be the judges.
I like that. I don't want to participate in this shit.
No.
Not the winter ones. The summer ones sound fun.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I want to watch. So I'll be a judge. What brutality we could come up with. But I mean, that's how the old Highland games and stuff, they weren't allowed weapons, so they trained with rocks and whatever else they could get their hands on. You know, it's even like the Denny Stones. Who's going to complain about putting some chains on a freaking couple of rocks? I mean, that's the basis of a good, even the original Olympics to that was to a certain degree.
Actually, so to tack on to the in the cold water event, then you have to get out and start a fire.
Oh, that would be excellent.
So your trunk shaking so bad you can't feel your fingers, but you got to make an emergency fire to warm yourself up.
With flint and steel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Think that'd be a good that's barbaric.
That is
fucking hilarious. That's what it would be.
What other Bear Grylls type shit can we come up with?
I like that.
Cause you know that's
and it has to be on a mountain. Gotta do it on a Winter Olympics gotta be on a mountain. Well, you could have like the best if we could find some powdered snow, have like the best belly flop or the best like snow angel or snow bunny type thing where you land in naked. It. Yeah.
You have to be naked doing it.
You know, if it's public, you'd have to at least let guys Skibbies. Have a loincloth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something. I just thought of that.
The dick sleeve. Oh, are those underwear with the dick hole? Hey, my federal return already got accepted.
Nice.
Woo-hoo.
Woo, Texas is so much fun.
Oh,
here's.
There we go. Look, you finished up.
In celebration of your victory, CJ, I drank. I finished my drink.
There's both summer and winter Olympics. For the summer Olympics, it's all hot drinks. For the Winter Olympics, it's all cold drinks.
Oh, like, what was that one? Rumplemintz? Was that like a peppermint schnapps peppermint or something?
Yeah, it's like 45%, I believe.
Jimmy G's like, and it's on order.
Make you some dead Nazis.
Yeah, basically peppermint schnapps.
Have you guys had
they had an ad where it's like some, it's like a female Conan riding a polar bear.
That's awesome.
Okay, fair enough.
So she could be our mascot for the Winter Olympics. Here, I'll find it and I'll.
Well, that's dope as hell. I found it. It kind of looks like the heavy metal
Chica.
Yeah. Looks like practically the same thing. Instead of on a dragon, she's on a polar bear.
I'll just do this. And then this.
Oh, there we go. Rumplemintz. I bet they can't even do pictures like that anymore.
No, probably not. For those listening at home, there is a bottle of Rumplemintz, this peppermint schnapps in the background. In the foreground, it's this German Frau riding a massive polar bear. And you can imagine what she looks like.
What I think is funny here is the shield and sword are like in the wrong hands, but because of the way the picture's facing, they did it that way.
It's not left-handed.
No, it still wouldn't be.
Yeah, she'd still have the sword in her right hand and guarding with her left. And, you know, she's got armor covering her top bits. But then there's like next to nothing covering.
No, she has boots on. She has style boots on. Now, in between, there's nothing. But, I mean, her upper thighs are or lower thighs and shins are protected.
So, I don't know. So, I did a search for the logo, right? And I remember seeing this ad like in a Rolling Stone.
Here, click on that one with like the gray background. Yeah, see that one's picture. I almost makes me wonder if the other one was backwards. See, that's the proper way. That looks right. That ain't German. Like
a more legit one.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny. She's got boots and she's got this stainless steel bra.
Yeah. But
then everything else is.
Hey, she's now, got an eye patch too.
Yes, she does.
That's badass.
So I did a search. So I'm at my desk and I have my Chromebook, so I did a search to find that first before doing it here on my iPad because I'm podcasting off of this, or we're doing the Zoom off of this. So I'm going to. There's something that came up in the Google search that's not here that I kind of think I need to share now.
Just a tipsy.
Us the tipsy.
Oh, I, yeah.
So,
what the fuck?
So, just the tipsy, semi-sweet rosé.
What got you to type that in there?
It showed up. So when I typed in Rumplemintz,
yeah,
on my Chromebook, it showed this one of the images was this bottle. Okay. And for those of you keeping score at home, just the tipsy, there's a play on words. You can kind of imagine what that bottle looks like. So it is a type of wine, bubbly rosé.
Bubbly rosé.
With a fun, shapely bottle that will attract a big reaction.
You know, I wonder how many emergency rooms it's been that had to pull holes out of people. Because you know they've tried. And you know what happens with bottles? A vacuum is created and they get stuck.
Just the tipsy stands out from other wines with its unique bottle shape that is sure to get a reaction from friends and family, whether it's a bachelorette, bachelor, birthday, dinner, or even divorce party. This wine is sure to bring a bit of fun to the gathering. Oh my God.
A bit of fun.
Anyway, so Google that. Just the tipsy.
Hey, and if you buy two, you get free shipping.
So there it is. Oh my God. All right. Anything else for the...
No, I think that did me in. I had some thoughts, but the tipsy kind of made my mind wander off to obscene things. And now I'm going to have to go cleanse my eyes with some sort of eye bleach. CJ's going to have haunted nightmares and probably have to call you later to help, you know, sing him to sleep or something.
Still thinking about the tipsy bottle.
I'm trying not to. You know, I'd rather have shit conversations and talk about teeth being pulled than continue on with the tipsy bottle.
I'll take this one over the teeth.
It's just wrong in so many ways.
You're welcome. Good
for them. I hope they're making a ton of money with it.
Oh, I'm guessing they are.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a marketing strategy, I'll tell you that much. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for $40?
Fuck you.
Anyway.
Hey, buy two, get free shipping.
So there you go.
Double the pleasure. At the same time, if you want.
Jesus.
Big pleasure.
And that's where we're ending tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. I hope it's given you something to think about in your own quest to develop a barbarian mindset. Because it's with this mindset that you'll find the skills, strength, attitude, will, and endurance to see things through and live within the civilization and still be a barbarian. We appreciate your feedback. We especially appreciate those who have been supporting the podcast. That's the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. on our website, on Anchor FM, and on Spotify. You can find the show notes on the blog or anchor.fm/barbarianrhetoric. If the podcast has been helpful to you, please let us know. You can do this by checking into the Apple Podcast app, give us 5 stars, and leaving us a short review. This will help us get our message out in front of many more people. You can also talk to us on social media and let us know what you are thinking about or how this has helped you. On Twitter, I am at SteelJanz. That's STEELJANZ. And I'm also on Instagram at Barbarian Rhetoric. There's also a couple other things you need to check out. One is the Barbarian Rhetoric blog. And of course, our newsletter. There's a pop-up which you'll see as soon as you land on the blog. Thanks for listening. And always remember to be a barbarian in a civilized world. An apex predator.